Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, I'm Cindy Evans, and here's today's Daily Phil, the prodigal son. The parable of the prodigal son is most likely the best known parable. It's the longest, has the most details, and unlike other parables, it has more than one lesson: repentance and forgiveness, self-righteousness, and moral superiority. While reading this parable, I wondered which brother to write about. Which one could I see myself in? The older brother and his self-righteousness? Probably. How many times have I listened to a sermon knowing exactly who it was meant for and thought to myself, too bad they weren't there to hear it? I certainly couldn't see any of myself in the younger son. The Greek word for prodigal is dissolute and carries with it the idea of a depraved lifestyle. That's not me. I would never ask for my inheritance and then squander it. Then the Holy Spirit gave me a little nudge to pray, and this is what He brought to mind. I am like the prodigal. I have squandered, misused, wasted my father's inheritance many times in many different ways. Selfishness. It blinds us to the needs of others. The gifts that I have received from a generous God, I have sometimes kept to myself, assuming they were just for me and not for others. They're mine. No, they are to be shared. They are for blessing and supporting the body of Christ. Pride. Have I thought too highly of myself? That what I have to give is too good for someone else? It's mine. Am I too focused on myself? Have I allowed real needs to become trivial next to my priorities? Really, anything that keeps us from spending time with Him. When our prayer life is not what it should be, neither is our walk. It is never too late to share the gifts He has given us and make a difference in other people's lives. Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.